Please go on.
Because I know this conversation could go on for
ever.
Millions of eons.
Yes.
Still never resolve itself. So for me, it actually is a question whether I can believe it or not, and it depends on where I'm placing my mind, I find. Because if I do take science on a certain level, that science is actually breaking down from atoms to going to quarks to breaking that down to actually where they break things down and they don't see anything anymore. So there's emptiness. And so I'm saying, well, if this is me, here's solid and here's emptiness, what's in between that? So on that level, I can say there could be Davids. But then I also know my mind's able to create anything it wants to. And so it can create an idea of Davids or whatever they are. And so if I can create one and it brings me, as you say, towards enlightenment and wholesome goodness, then it's like, hey, I'll use that because here and now it's creating a better life for me. And so I can see that. And in all this practice, the other thing that, again, when I come back to my career, hey, someone asked the Dalai Lama talking about death and, worry about it or think about it. And he had said that actually I'm kind of curious about it because I'm wondering if everything that I've been teaching is true. And that he may find that when he moves through this realm to see if all that is true or not. So it's almost he's, to me in a way, still pointing back, we don't know. So it's like we can have conversations, but it's still, for me, it always points to, I don't know. And I know the mind is capable of making up whatever it is, and I also know it's capable of creating a connection of changing things in our universe that just blows me away at times. How we change the energy of mind when it comes together.
Right, but see, you can doubt anything, as much as you want, and as much as you, it can produce all kinds of, like, doubt can be a way of opening the mind, but it can also be a way of scattering the mind. So with something like a faith-based practice, like, say, recollection of the Devas or recollection of the Buddha, it's sort of saying, trusting, it's the essence of trust. Turning to an essence, what does it mean to trust something? And then the stillness and serenity that is accompanied in that mind state. So trusting, bringing the Devas to mind, opening your heart to that, trusting that there's something there that is magnificent, that's beautiful, developing that and then experiencing the stillness that can come from that.